Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hello, Karen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to see you on this nice sunny day today.
Indeed.
What have you brought us? I love the cover of this book.
Yes. So the book I have today is called It Gets Me Home, This Curving Track by Ian Penman.
And what a gorgeous title.
Gorgeous title. It's from a 1958 W.H. Auden poem called Walks. But this is published by Fitzcarraldo Editions, who is one of my favourite publishers. They're a rare publisher where I will read absolutely anything by them.
I know
that I'm in safe hands. So anything with the Fitzcarraldo kind of imprint is a hallmark of quality.
That's awesome. So it's got a beautiful cover. You were just explaining how they do their covers to us as well. It's very plain. It's just white, sort of matte cardboard cover with beautiful like blue text on
it,
and that's it's just really simple, but it's really elegant.
Very simple. They're my favorite covers, and all of their non-fiction come in that beautiful kind of off cream cover with dark blue writing, and their fiction is dark blue cover with white writing, so they sort of flip that. But this is a collection of essays from the NME music journalist from the late 1970s,
awesome.
Ian Penman, and he's written for The Wire and the LRB, the London Review of Books, The Guardian. I didn't really know his work before I read this book, but I know many music lovers who are fans and very aware of him. And then I realised I have actually read him in the London Review of Books, which some of these pieces come from. He's one of those really intelligent music writers. He can write about pop music, but he'll do so in a really intelligent way. And I've read that he's an influence on two writers who I think are really brilliant, and that's Simon Reynolds and Mark Fisher, amazing cultural and music commentators. So these are eight long-form pieces, and they're about the mod revival, James Brown, Charles Parker, Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, John Fahey, Steely Dan, and Prince.
Prince, we love it. Fantastic. So
it's a really neat mix of music criticism, biography, sort of history and social commentary, really intelligent. Doesn't matter if you don't like these musicians. I really don't like Frank Sinatra, it must be said. And I confess I'm not actually a Prince fan either, but the pieces are great.
That is awesome. That's really cool.
That's a good sign, isn't it?
I think that's the thing, is when music writing's really good, it doesn't matter if you like the music or not, because it allows you to understand why other people love them as
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you're a music lover, then you're going to want to read stuff that kind of fits that, that can sustain that level of interest, which this really does. He's really good at setting a scene. There's this great part where he writes about a young Prince opening for the Rolling Stones, and his fans, the Rolling Stones fans, hated Prince so much. They were just throwing stuff at him, including a roast chicken.
Wow.
And he just kind of shreds and rips everyone off the stage, really, anyway. And I read somewhere that you should read this book from start to finish and resist the temptation to head straight to the essays about your favourite artists.
That's really cool.
What I did. I actually did that. I ignored that. I went straight to the John Fahey chapter. And I think what they're all quite different artists that he's writing about, right? But what I think unifies them, some of them are quite damaged geniuses. Like John Fahey kind of merged the dark voodoo of the Delta Blues with his own kind of off-kilter sense of American self and nature and space.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. I think when you hear or read really good music writing, it also helps contextualise exactly what you're just saying there, why musicians sort of had the impact that they did in a certain time or a space, and it helps kind of give you a bit of cultural history as well as like a music genealogy sort of lesson as well.
That's what he does so well. He goes deep, and it is, you know, history and social commentary, and as well as criticism and biography as well. Very, very illuminating. It's such a great book, and I do recommend anything that Fitzcarraldo Editions publishes. But I think this might be the first music-related book that they've done. Definitely worthy.
And how much is it going to set you back if you want to grab a copy of that?
Actually, I think it's $26
for this super beautiful affordable book. Yeah, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, really, really great.
I think one of my favourite things to read is just really enthusiastic music writing as well, because I get quite sick of reading really cynical,
dry
things about, you know, it's cool to hate stuff. It's just not. It's really cool to like things. You know?
Yeah, I know.
It's cool
to
be a fan, you know?
This is really great too, because it is one of those things. I don't know if you're like me, where you're reading about stuff and then you go off and you look stuff up and you listen to things.
Yeah, totally. And it also can introduce you to some brand new people.
Yeah, introduces you to new stuff, but also sheds light in a new way on things that you already know about. And I think that's just really neat.
Absolutely. So remind us of the title of this again.
The beautiful title, It Gets Me Home, This Curving Track, and it's by Ian Penman.
I think I might have to come and grab myself a copy of this. I know you don't like Prince, but we are going to finish on a Prince,
on
a Prince
song.
This is Controversy, one of my absolute favourites from Prince. Thank you so much, Karen.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Trespass against us. Liberty is not an interpretation, it delivers from evil. The light is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Controversy.
This is Prince with Controversy, one of my favourite Prince tracks. It is a long one though, so I'm unfortunately going to have to pull out of it. Big thank you again to Kieran for another wonderful book review. $26, that's cheap as for a wonderful book of essays. You're on 95 BFM.
That was Loose Reads.
It's